Carolina Hurricanes were off on Sunday and off on Monday. No practice. Free day. Practice today, getting ready to get on a plane to get out to Las Vegas to play the Golden Knights tomorrow, and then the Arizona Coyotes on Friday on a college campus, by the way. Jordan Martinook joins us, assistant captain, I don't know if it's called, an alternate captain for the Carolina Hurricanes. He got an A, and that's all we need to know. He also screams before games, and that's great, too. He joins us before they board the plane. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. I know you guys are scrambling to get out of town. So we'll start with some hockey things, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
I know it had to be frustrating Saturday night, 50-some-odd shots on goal on Anaheim and a loss, and you guys have done that before. You had 67. I was there for the game against Nashville when UC Saros was amazing. What's the feeling after a game like that? Is it just throw your hands up? Hey, we did everything we could. Nothing we could have done to change that outcome. Goalie was too good. What's it like after a game like that?
Well, I don't know if it's any different after a game like that, or if you lose 7-1, you're upset that you lost. But obviously, you can take good things out of games, and we created a lot, and he did play well, so you got to give him that. But I think we've been on a pretty good run here, and we're not going to let something like that get in our heads by no means.
Well, a pretty good run is one of the all-time understatements. I'm not going to ask you if you've ever been on a team that has won as many games. Like since Black Friday, you guys have won, what do you got to do, 29-5-4 since Black Friday? I mean, that's kind of an insane run.
That's pretty good.
That is,
when you say it out loud like that.
That's quality analysis from
I know,
you,
but the crazy part is we've been on a run like that, and you look at the two teams behind us. I'm pretty sure they might be splitting images of ours.
Look, the Devils, and you guys have played them already, and the Rangers, they probably have caught you at the right time for them. Both times that you guys have played. What are your thoughts on those two teams? I think they're pretty different. I think the Devils are maybe a little bit speedier. What is your take on those two teams?
They're both really good and playing pretty good hockey right now. So I think the Rangers power play is just very good, and obviously you add another player like they did in Tarasenko, there's an element that you're just going into a game, you're like, okay, this is something we got to be aware of. And Jersey's just, obviously they're young, they kind of haven't been here before, but they play with a ton of confidence and a ton of speed. So I think every team in the Metro kind of plays that fast, up-paced style, as do we. So they're not crazy different when you really think about it.
So you mentioned the Rangers adding Tarasenko. Does look like they might be interested in about to add Patrick Kane. The Devils added Timo Meier. I know you're going to say I'm good with my group, but what is this time of the year with the trade deadline on Friday? What do you guys talk about? Do you ignore it completely and just go to practice, go to the rink, go to the game?
Yeah, obviously you're looking around and seeing what everybody else is doing and keep tabs like that. But as for your own team, you're you just kind of keep going as you would, and if the people up top think we need to make a move, then they're going to make it. So but as us, I don't think your mindset changes as your daily routine. You're going to the rink, you're doing the same thing, maybe get a little more nervous when your phone vibrates here and there, but that's the only part.
Did you get nervous when we called you?
No, I knew it was happening.
Oh, okay.
When it was at 12:57, though, I was like, "Oh, I heard it was at 1." But
well, I don't have the power.
Yeah, your WARL came up too, so we're all good.
I don't have the power to move it, and I wouldn't. You would be off the board. You'd be off limits. You'd be on my no move list. By the way, you guys did make a trade today. Jesse Puljujarvi is in from Edmonton. I know you guys have played against him before, so as an opponent, me a little scouting report on Jesse Puljujarvi.
He's just big, and he moves pretty good. And I felt like being from Leduc, just outside Edmonton, I've seen him play a little bit, like quite as much. I kind of watch Edmonton more than other teams. Obviously, they got that other guy on their team that's pretty fun to watch too. But
right.
Good shot, and he's a fit. And I feel like we're the Helsinki Canes instead of the Carolina ones, but has history with Fishy,
yeah.
And yeah, I'm excited to see what he's got when he gets here.
Yeah, that, I mean, everybody's going to be going to Sebastian for, all right, tell me about this guy. They were World Junior teammates. I believe they were World Junior line mates when Finland won the World Juniors that year. It's like 6 or 7 years ago. It's hard to believe that it's only 6 or 7 years ago that Aho was centering a line in the World Juniors. He's been so good. All right, let me ask you a couple of not really weird questions, but different. How many things hurt when you get up in the morning right now?
Two.
All right, not bad. That's probably good, right?
Yeah, that's good. And two not major ones, just two like you got a scratch on your back and you just can't get it quite. If that was my description.
Excellent. No, that's good.
So not horrible, but just kind of ones that bug you just enough.
In past years, I bet that number was like 6 or 7. So
yeah, it's been a lot higher, but 30 is the new 20 this year. 30 is the new 20.
Jordan Martinuk is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right. So now at this time of the year where there's so much movement, I want Jordan Martinuk to give me your pitch to a player who might be like, do I waive my no trade clause and come to Carolina? And he rings you up and he says, Jordan, sell me on the culture of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Well, I would probably send him a picture of what I'm looking at because I got a blue sky and I don't know what these white trees are out by the airport, but this is pretty nice. And it's 76 degrees and the end of February. So just from a living aspect, we're doing all right here. And then as a culture wise, since I've been here, there's not been one person that hasn't fit in or gelled with what we got going on. And I think that's a testament to the people that get brought in, but obviously what we have here, it's always been, everybody just got along so well. You've never had an issue whatsoever. And I think that's something that a lot of teams can't say. And it's been consistently for the past 5 years.
All right. I'm going to ask you as a leader on this team, to see a guy like Jesperi Kotkaniemi who, like, I don't know if I could say he's coming into his own, but he is certainly playing and producing now more than he has in the year and a half he's been here. What are your thoughts on his progress as a player?
Yeah, I just see a lot of confidence coming out. And I think that's something that, like, I can say for myself even this year, when the puck starts going in and you start getting more and more points, it's crazy. The confidence does affect you a little more. And you can see that with KK. The more he's scoring, the more you're noticing him a ton out there. And it's, yeah, like you said, it's, I don't know if it's coming into his own or what it is, but he's been playing, I think, probably the best hockey I've ever seen him play since he's been here has been this last kind of month and a half stretch he's been on.
You're only 4 behind your career high in goals. I want you to get that tomorrow night against Vegas. And did you know that Jordan Staal is top 15 in the entire NHL in shooting percentage?
I did not.
Yeah. So tell him to shoot more.
Yeah, well, I feel like I've been on the other end of a few of his goals, so I will tell him to shoot more.
now that you are armed with that information, safe flight to Vegas. Oh, real quick, as a kid, we used to go to Atlantic City. I grew up in northern New Jersey. We used to board a bus and go to Atlantic City, and part of the deal was they would give you like a roll of quarters to use in the slot machine. When you board the plane to go to Vegas, do they give you a roll of chips?
They do not.
Oh, man, they should.
Yeah, they should, yeah.
I'll pass that along to Tom Dundon. Maybe we can get that going. Jordan, have a good trip. Good luck tomorrow against Vegas, and we'll see you when you get back to town.
Awesome. Thanks. Have a good one, Adam.
You too. Jordan Martinuk here on the Adam Gold Show. That was fun. All right.
It was.
So, but that's a legit thing that used to happen. Anybody who's from Jersey who ever did that, you'd get to wherever the bus left at like 7 o'clock in the morning, and they'd put, it's mostly retired women.
Yes.
Some retired men, too, but mostly they're just going to go and they're going to pull slot machines.
Of course.
And they'd give you a roll of quarters.
Yes.
There you go.
Days of our lives in the background.
Part of the whole thing. Yes. Gosh. And anyway, yeah. So they should give them like a roll of chips.
They should. Like a, you know, why not?
I don't know. Probably not.